And so it seems that we've met before and laughed before and loved before, but who knows where or
good morning. It is 9 a.m. You're listening to WMUC-FM College Park. It's 90.5 on your dial, or wmuc.umd.edu in your browser. I'm Emma. This is Cover to Cover. And the second hour of today's show, which I'm calling Cover to Cover Does Mainstream Musicals, I'm going to play a quick PSA, and then I will be back to introduce more music.
The Campus Pantry is a free resource available for all UMD students, faculty, and staff experiencing food insecurity. It is open 5 days a week from 10 to 5 and is located on the ground floor of the South Campus Dining Building, next to the Common Shop. You must swipe your university ID before entering and check out before leaving. Make sure to bring your own reusable bag. For more information, you can visit the UMD Campus Pantry website at campuspantry.umd.edu. That's campuspantry.umd.edu.
All right. I hope everybody is having a great Thursday morning so far. For today's show, I am indulging my inner theater kid, which, as I said at the top of the show, I was a theater kid, perhaps, and surprisingly. But I was also a techie, which I think is a little bit more excusable. Anyway, today's show is centered around songs that are all originally written for musicals and then reinterpreted by popular artists. We've got a lot of different genres from a lot of different time periods. And I find it very fascinating to think about how a song removed from the original context of the narrative it was created for can still have an impact on artists that choose to record it and audiences that hear it originally, separated from its original musical context. Enough expounding, exposition. We played some of this last week, but I have another track from Willie Nelson's jazz country fusion record Stardust from 1988, because it's a great record. Blue Skies was written in 1926 by Irving Berlin for Rodgers and Hart's Betsy. We have a couple other Irving Berlin tracks that were sort of his last-minute contribution to musicals that needed a couple extra songs. And this is a great song. I love Blue Skies. After that, we have the first of two West Side Story covers. One of them, this one, is a lot better than the other, but I felt like I had to include the second one because it's just so on the nose for today's show. Cecile McLaurin-Salvant is a contemporary jazz vocalist who I really love, and she covered the song that introduces Tony in West Side Story, Something's Coming, in 2015. I think it's really fun to hear the 1957 Sondheim track transformed into like a very high concept jazz piece. And it's also just a beautiful song. And then we are going to take a very stark vibe shift. These three songs really just run the gamut. We're going to jump to 1992 with the first of two covers from the 1967 musical Hair, written by Jerome Ragney, James Rado, and Galt McDermott. The Lemonheads included a cover of Frank Mills on their 1992 album, It's a Shame About Ray. But before that, Willie Nelson with his cover of Blue Skies.
Blue skies smiling at me. Nothing but blue skies do I see. Blue birds singing a song. Nothing but blue skies from now on. I never saw the sun shining so bright. Never saw things going so right. Noticing the days hurrying by. when you're in love. My, how they fly by, blue days, all of them gone. Nothing but blue skies from now on. Nothing but blue skies do I see. Blue days, all of them gone. Nothing but blue skies from now on. Blue skies smiling at me. Nothing but blue skies do I see. Days all of them gone, nothing but blue skies from now on. Blue skies smiling at me, nothing but blue skies do I. Blue days, all of them gone. Nothing but blue skies from now on.
It may come cannonballing down through the sky, gleaming its eye bright as a rose. Who knows? It's only just out of reach, down the block on a beach under a tree. I got a feeling there's a miracle due, gonna come true, coming to me. Could it be? Yes, it could. Something's coming, something good, if I can wait. Something's coming, I don't know what it is, but it is gonna be great. With a click, with a shock, phone will jingle, door will knock. Open the latch. Something's coming, don't know when, but it's soon. Catch the moon, one-handed catch. Around the corner, or whistling down the river, come on, deliver to me. Something, come on in, don't be shy, meet a gal, pull up a chair. The air is humming, and something great is coming, who knows? Under a tree, we'll be right back. of reach down the block on a beach under a tree.
I met a boy called Frank Mills on September 12th right here in front of the Waverly. But unfortunately, I lost his address. He was last seen with his friend, a drummer he resembles George Harrison of the Beatles, but he wears his hair tied in a small bow at the back. I love him, but it embarrasses me to walk down the street with him. He lives in Brooklyn somewhere, and he wears his white crash helmet. He has golden chains on his leather jacket, and on the back are written the names Mary and Mom and Hell's Angels. I would gratefully appreciate it if you see him, tell him I'm in the park with my girlfriend, and please tell him Angela and I don't want the $2 back, just him.
That was the Lemonheads with their cover of Frank Mills from the 1967 musical Hair. I'm Emma. You're listening to Cover to Cover on WMUC-FM College Park and our mainstream musicals show. Up next, I have a track from the 2003 double album Speaker Box / The Love Below. This is Outkast's version of My Favorite Things. The track is originally from 1959's The Sound of Music, written by Rodgers and Hammerstein. And this cover is almost definitely inspired by John Coltrane's 1960 cover, another great cover of a musical that I have played before. After that, I have a track from the compilation tribute album 2018's Unmasked, the Platinum Collection. This is all Andrew Lloyd Webber musicals, who is not my favorite musical writer for a number of reasons, but someone that we have to include. Lana Del Rey contributed a cover of You Must Love Me from the 1996 Madonna-led movie adaptation of Evita. I think that the lineage there is interesting to think about and also makes sense for this cover. And then after that, I have a 1997 live recording of folk singer Dave Van Ronk. Mack the Knife was originally written in German by Kurt Weill and Bertolt Brecht for 1928. The Three-Penny Opera. Louis Armstrong brought the song to the U.S. in 1955 with translated lyrics. This is Van Ronk's version for a performance at Sir George William University. First, though, Outkast with their version of My Favorite Things.
We'll be right back. believed in you. Certainties disappear. What do we do for our dreams to survive? How do we keep all our passions alive as we used to do?
The shark has pretty teeth, dear, and he shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife has my teeth, dear, and he keeps it out of sight. When the shark bites with his teeth, dear, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves, though, where's my teeth, dear? So there's not a trace of red on a sidewalk. Sunday morning lies a body once in life. Someone sneaking round the corner. Is that someone? Mack the knife. Darkness. Some are children of the sun. You can't see the sons of daylight. Sons of dark are seen by none. And the shark just a jackknife. Has my teeth there, and he keeps it out of sight.
That was Dave Van Ronk's cover of Mac the Knife from a 1997 live album. I'm Emma. You're listening to Cover to Cover on WMUC-FM College Park. Up next, I'm pulling a track from a Cover to Cover staple. This is the 2023 covers album Covered in Heather by indie artist Heather. This is his version of My Funny Valentine, another track from Rodgers and Hart's Babes in Arms from 1937. After that, a little more country for you guys. Emmylou Harris covered the jazz standard How High the Moon on her 1980 record Evangeline. Nancy Hamilton and Morgan Lewis originally wrote the song in 1940 for Two for the Show. And then after that, I have a song from the 1990 compilation tribute album Red Hot and Blue, a tribute to Cole Porter, which was put out by the AIDS research organization Red Hot. David Byrne covered Don't Fence Me In, a song written by Porter in 1934 for Adios Argentina, which was an unproduced movie musical. The song is based on a poem by Robert Fletcher, who is a Montana Department of Highways engineer and a poet, which is like the coolest combo ever. I love when David Byrne gets to do weird Western-inspired art. I love true stories. So this is, I think, just a wonderful delight of a cover. Up first, though, Heather with My Funny Valentine.
Your figure less than heaven, that's where you are. The darkest night would shine if you would come to me soon. Until you will, I'll steal my heart, ha ha, the moon.
Don't fence me in. Don't fence me in. Woo!
was David Byrne with his cover of Cole Porter's Don't Fence Me In from the 1990 album Red Hot and Blue, a tribute to Cole Porter. I'm Emma. You're listening to Cover to Cover on WMUC-FM College Park and our musical show where I'm playing covers by popular artists that are originally songs from musicals. This is a weird one. It's not my favorite, but it is so on the nose for today's theme that I have to include it. This is a Pet Shop Boys version of Somewhere from Sondheim's 1957 musical West Side Story. It is a weirdly club mix version of this song, which is a really sweet song. So I don't fully understand why they would do this, but they did it, and it was well enough received to wind up on their 2003 Greatest Hits release. So counts for something. After that, I have another sort of 90s alternative artists do big band jazz track. This is by Björk. Björk and the Icelandic jazz trio Guðmundur Ingolfssonar released Glinglo, which is meant to sound like ding dong, in 1990. Padsest Ekki Seitari Me is an Icelandic language cover of You Can't Get a Man with a Gun from 1946's Annie Get Your Gun. The song was written by Irving Berlin. And we're going to close out with another that I have to include. This is the second cover today from 1967's Hair. This is the Fifth Dimension's 1969 cover of Aquarius / Let the Sun Shine In. What a weird way to end a weird show, but it was a fun show for me, and I hope it was a fun show for you all. I'll be back next week. Gonna let Pet Shop Boys take it away with their version of Somewhere from West Side Story.
Somewhere, somewhere. gískir sóttur og loksin sólum dóttur og það sást ekki sætarinn nei en pappi var sjálfur á sjónum alltaf hálfur svo hann gat ekki lengur sagt nei fyrst var það mjög slegin en seinna sagðan Það sést ekki sætari mei Sætari mei Sætari mei Nei, það sést ekki sætari mei Og fyrr en mig varði Hver strákur á mig starði Eins og stelpur á glim mér Þeir fóru að skjálfa og sögðu þessu sjálfa Hún sorglega stygg en mjög trygg að ég hekk Og það sést ekki sætari mei
Understand